A survey of UW students across three campuses, Eau Claire, Madison, and River Falls, finds that more than 60% have credit cards. UW-Madison senior Adrian Owens has only one credit card, but she uses it a lot.
Sometimes I buy my groceries with it. Sometimes I buy all my textbooks with it, things like that. I bought some plane tickets with it, just bigger purchases that you can't buy with cash.
Owens says she pays off the balance every month, but other students don't. The UW Systems report shows 40% of students surveyed have a balance of $1,000 or more. Reports done by the U.S. General Accounting Office and nonprofit consumer groups like Public Interest Research say students work longer, get worse grades, and may even fall into depression because of that debt. Owen says she has several college friends whose urge to spend exceeds their ability to pay.
Because it's quick money and you can spend it even though you don't have the money to pay it back.
Students get credit cards several ways. Some get offers through the mail, others from on-campus solicitors, which are currently limited at the UW-La Crosse, Parkside, and Stevens Point campuses. Credit card companies are restricted on how long they can stay and may not be allowed to offer free gifts. UW Auditor Ron Yates researched credit card use among students. He says an all-out ban on credit card companies would not be permitted.
Some of our campuses wanted to do that. But unfortunately, that runs contrary to the First Amendment rights. And so no institution can just single out a credit card company and say, we're banning you from our campus. But what campuses can do is set up general policies for all solicitation.
But UW-Madison business major Jonathan Davis is against any campus crackdown on credit card companies.
It's not really the university's place. I would think that somebody who's a college-educated student and 20 years old should, at least in theory, be responsible enough to make their own financial decisions.
Yates says officials aren't naive enough to think they can limit student credit card use. In fact, the UW may have unwittingly encouraged it. The university system coincidentally started allowing students to pay tuition with credit cards while the review of student spending was being done. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.